Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show tonight. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host. And the line is 888-627-6008. And we are taking questions on your health and consciousness tonight, life after death, near-death experiencers, please call in, and prayer request. And we are in the fifth dimension for the hour. We're excited tonight to be here. It's just me for the full hour. And we're going to do lots of calls, so please don't hesitate to call in. And we want to really dive in deep about our faith and how our faith can be challenged and how the energy of the Holy Spirit and God wants us to pray boldly, pray big, really go in with all our faith and what it means to have the faith in God and to yield into the faith of God and let things go sometimes that we feel we want to hang on to, especially grudges and emotional warfare at times and feeling anxiety and worry. And I don't know if some of you listening right now may have sometimes a lot of stress going on with finances or relationship. And, you know, sometimes when that all is happening to us, we get caught up. You know, we don't go to God. We don't step outside of ourselves. And sometimes what we need to do is give it over to God and also take action and get up and, you know, exercise and do something for someone else. You know, I had something happen. This is my birthday week, and I had a particular thing happen to me this weekend, this last weekend, and someone was supposed to meet with me, and I did meet with someone else, which was really great. And I love when I get out of the house and make plans with a person, friend or relative, and just feels good, you know, to get out, you know, especially if you're working a lot or doing something, you know, that doesn't have to do with meeting a friend. And this person is very depressed, you know, going through a lot of stuff with bills and worries and fear, and was supposed to meet with me. And I met with a person in the morning, this other friend of mine, and it was really beautiful. We got out, we had a little brunch, birthday brunch, pre-birthday brunch. And I got back home, and the other person, friend, was very, very down and said, I have to cancel. I'm very, very fearful. I'm very worried. And I remember that when you're in that space, what do you think happens when you stay in that energy field? And I could really understand what they were saying, because they said, I'm going to be bad company. I'm not going to be good to be around. When you stay in that energy space, that's three-dimensional, but I can understand I'm sensitive to that. But right then and there, that's when you want to say, no, I need to put myself into a situation where God is going to look at the promise that I made, and to get out and make the promise of seeing my friend, because then God is going to give me back the promise. So it's being in service. and release the worry. And once you get out of your head, the stinking thinking, then actually you are getting outside of yourself and you're feeling better. And then the overwhelming energy, the darker energy that's coming at you will start to release and you'll start to feel better. It starts to help you. It doesn't have to be exercise. It's just doing something outside of yourself. But staying silent inward can actually start to be counteractive and start to make yourself more and more depressed. We don't want to have that come back to you. So here's the thing. As we're nearing this energy in life, the experiences of learning a karmic lesson, as we near our life, as we go through life, every year we keep going through life and it goes faster and faster and faster. Pretty soon, 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, and then you get to the end of your life, the 80s, the 90s. Often people say to me, Kimberly, I can't believe I'm 80 already. I can't believe I'm 90 already. Life is so fleeting. It goes so fast. And always, it seems to be the same lesson I keep coming at me every year. And it may be a lesson of standing up for yourself. It may be a lesson that you keep having to learn over and over again. But whatever the lesson may be, it may be even a lesson that you had when you were a kid that you're now coming up against in your 80s. But the lesson can be confronted and learned and moved through. But it's very important to understand that God wants us to have the faith in ourselves and become warriors and to take it on and move through it and not just pacify it. Because when we're pacifying, it's just putting a Band-Aid over it. It's very important right now to understand that we really need to be, like I said in the beginning, bold, to realize the power within you and that every cell inside your body has a very strong energy to move forward. Your DNA can be activated inside of your brain and inside of your body, and you can move forward, not only in prayer, but in a conscious meditation activation. And what's happening right now is people want to have this. They want to have it happen. So when you start to get overwhelmed, it could be, you know, at night when you're sleeping, you could like have paralysis, any time, get up and start moving. Don't stay in it. Don't stay in that anxiety and fear. Don't stay in the silence. So right now, we are in a state of third dimensional paralysis in the country, and many people are feeling very fearful, but you don't have to. You can plan something ahead of time to be with a friend on the weekend. You can plan something, you know, just make yourself available for people to do things. Put someone else first. I know a lot of people are saying, I have to put my own needs first right now. I need to make sure that I'm being taken care of. And that is true. It is important to meditate, eat well, take care of yourself, but also have on your list every day something that you're going to do. Call somebody. Make sure you're not lonely. Make sure you're not doing some sort of God's work. Make a promise for somebody else's time to be with them. Have a promise for somebody else. So today on this call, 888-627-6008, as you call in to ask Spirit, the higher consciousness, your higher consciousness, a question about your health and wellness, or maybe a loved one on the other side, because I'm a trans channel and they're channeling this message to you. As we near in the next 4 to 5 years, what they would like you to do to stay healthy for your mind, body, and spirit. What are they wanting you to do? How are they wanting you to conduct your life? You know, how are they wanting you to move, navigate? You know, some people like me that are very strong in the faith of the Holy Spirit and God, we do everything for God. We work through God. We don't do anything without asking God, the Holy Spirit, how we want to conduct our lives. We just do that. We always check in with God, Holy Spirit. You know, if something's not working, I mean, this maybe sounds very silly to you, but say something's not working in my house. Maybe my vacuum cleaner's not working, or maybe something's not, my remote control's not working. Something's not happening correctly. I check in with the Holy Spirit. I check in with God. Everything I check in with, so it could be even an appliance, everything is a check-in with the Holy Spirit and God. So I'm going to ask you today, if you call in, who are you checking in with? Are you have a spirit guide, an angel? Who are your team members? How are you conducting your life? How are you protecting yourself? Are you saying a particular prayer? Are you in meditation class? Are you taking classes? Are you hiking? Are you getting out in nature enough? Are you getting enough sun? Are you taking your vitamins? What are you doing right now as we navigate in these next few years? Very, very important how you're protecting yourself, how you're taking care of yourself, and how are you talking to yourself? Are you talking to yourself kindly? Are you talking to your organs kindly, your body? Are you telling your heart that you're so happy it's working, that you're grateful for your heart and your lungs, that they're working so great and you love them so much, and all your body organs, how they're doing so great, and the organs and your joints, how they're moving, you don't feel arthritic. So these are things that are good to do, you know, your body parts that are working really great for you and how beautiful that you look, you know, wow, I look so gorgeous today. You know, look in the mirror and smile at yourself and, you know, your hair looks great, things like that. Just keep telling yourself how beautiful you are because you guys are so beautiful. So you're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, and we are always in the fifth dimension here on this show. Couple more things I want to touch on. We have a lot of events going on. Well, not a lot. We have a few events going on in August. My website is thehealingtrilogy.com. But we have one event that's very special that will be in person. I don't normally do in-person events, but it's going to be in the Laguna Beach area. So if you live in that area, I'm going to be channeling with a very special channeler, Francis Pullen. And we are selling tickets right now, and that's up in Laguna Beach for in-person, and that will be in Laguna. So if you are in the area, please check us out. So we're going to go to commercial, and then we're going to come back and start doing our call-ins. If you would like that, please call us. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD. which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Back, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We're super excited tonight, and I'm going to be giving a couple sessions away. I'm excited about that tonight, and one ticket to my class, which is worth $85, to my mediumship readings class, which is to learn mediumship psychic skills, if you're interested. So I am feeling very giving tonight. So we have a caller on the line, line two, which is Steve. Welcome, Steve, to the show.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you? Thank you for taking the call.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Where are you from?
East Coast, Pennsylvania.
Okay, great. How can we help you tonight?
Well, my wife and I are hoping you can help us with our daughter. She has a lot of medical issues, and it doesn't seem to be a definite diagnosis. She's been suffering now for a few years, so I don't know how much information you want. I'm like a first-time caller, so you just tell me what you need to know about her, and then I guess go from there, maybe.
Yeah, probably need to a little bit because she's not on the call. What particularly is going on?
Well, we think this stuff is the result of like long COVID. And that's the doctors are even saying that now, and it's been a good 2 years of her going through this, and she's been through many tests, Johns Hopkins a few different times, another specialist out in Pittsburgh, but there's not a definitive diagnosis yet for her.
I guess I would need to know like a couple symptoms of her.
Yeah, it's like gastrointestinal stuff, digestive problems. I'm trying to think what else to tell you about it. She's had rashes, low-grade fevers.
I'm so sorry.
If you need a name or something, just let me know. Or I don't birth dates or any of that stuff. I don't know what.
Yeah, normally when somebody is having this type of issues, they come on to a scan with me, and I can go through her body, and I'm pretty fast with that.
Okay.
Going through everybody, you know, figuring out pretty fastly what's going on. It doesn't take me long to do medical scans on people.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, that now my. If that's not possible with my daughter, I understand. My wife.
Oh, it's not possible to do it. Yeah, you can always do a session with her where she's sitting in front of me. They're on my website. I have 30-minute sessions and 60-minute sessions. From picking up, you know, what you're telling me right now about her, I am getting, you know, it's been going on for how many years since COVID broke out?
Yeah, about 2 years. She had COVID two different times. She did have the illness two different times.
Yeah. And how old is she?
28 now.
Yeah, I wasn't getting she was little anymore, yeah. So that's why I thought it would be a good idea that she booked a session with me. I don't feel like it's probably a good idea to talk about her information on air. I do see some other things that are going on that are probably private.
Okay. Okay, I get you.
Is she there with you? That she could talk to me?
No, she's not. She's not. And that's kind of the problem. She's not, I mean, we raised both our girls with religion. I mean, my wife and I, we don't go to church anymore ourselves, but we are definitely religious, spiritual people. But she's kind of to the point of being an atheist now, so there's not a lot of faith or belief on her part, and that's, I think, kind of part of the problem. It would give her a lot of help right now, but she doesn't have that to depend on, and that's part of the problem. It's, yeah.
Well, that's a totally different thing that you're asking. You're asking about her health right now, but I do see something else going on with her besides the health. That's what I was trying to say it very nicely.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, if you ever want to do, you know, have her do a private session with me, I would love to help her with her health and other things. And I do feel that maybe some vitamins would help with her, you know, boosting her brain, you know, B12, water, good water, things like that. But I do see that she does need some vitamins to help with her B12, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling
in. Do you have time for my wife at all? I mean, my wife's with me now. She has a lot of back problems.
Yeah, we do have quite a few calls on the line right now. And if you do want to have a session with me, we are giving some free sessions tonight away. So I would be more than happy to donate a session to you guys. So you can always email me.
Okay. So just send you an email, or do I have to call back at a certain time to try to win or whatever?
No, you can go to my website and just email us at the website, and I'm donating 15-minute sessions.
Okay.
To only call.
I appreciate
thank you
that.
For calling in, Steve. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you. God bless you. So we're going to take the next caller. We're going to take and just want you guys to know tonight is a very special night. It's my birthday week, so I'm giving away some sessions this week. Okay, 888-627-6008. And I want you guys to know I've been on air almost 8 years. This is the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, and we are in the fifth dimension. 888-627-6008. And we want to hear from Amy on line 3.
Good evening, Kimberly. My name is
Hi,
Amy.
Hi, how
I'm
are you?
In. I'm doing well, thank you. And happy birthday week.
yes.
I have to say that I just smiled really big as soon as you said that it's your birthday week and you're giving things away. I felt the joy. So, yes, happy birthday week.
Been like that since I was little. I mean, I always would bring people presents for my birthday, and people would always look at me very weird. I would always give presents away at my birthday party, and my grandmother would say, "Why do you want to do that?" I would be like, "Well, I was born. I like to give things to people."
That's a fabulous idea. I've never thought of that. I have celebrated my birthday week and since I was little, and always wanted to do, you know, small parties with individual friends to, you know, celebrate. But I've never thought of giving presents away, but I like that idea.
Yeah, I think I always felt awkward receiving. So if somebody's giving me something, I always want to give them something. So right away, yeah. Amy, I do feel a relative around you. I know you're going to ask me a question, but there is a person from the other side trying to make contact with you pretty fastly. They're also telling me something. I may ask, is it a woman or a gentleman or a man? I feel like it's a male energy.
Okay.
It could be a woman too. It's pretty fast coming in though. Also, they're talking about, did you have some sort of surgery or accident?
I did, and I have an upcoming surgery.
Yes.
From the accident. Yes.
Yes, they're talking about that. And did you have a parent crossover?
I did, yes.
They're coming in very fast, like right away. When you came on immediately, they were like all around you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it what kind of surgery is it? Because they're trying to talk about something. Is it skeletal or? Go ahead.
It's dental surgery.
Okay. Yeah, because they're showing me something around your face and towards the back of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when is it supposed to be?
The end of the month.
Okay. And is it your dad that passed away?
So, well, it's interesting within this one because I have two sets of parents. I have, I had my adoptive dad, passed away, and then my birth mother passed away.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that it's probably, both of them, but I feel a little bit more of my mother because she was, you know, with me, well, not with me, but after I'd had the accident that, I lost a tooth, with that. And so that was my question because I feel uncertain and unsteady as to, sometimes I feel that I'm too much of a people pleaser and I want to give and give. And I'm at a point where I'm not receiving enough. I'm asking and putting in practices, but I still think that I don't deserve to have the receipt of good health come in.
Well, they are agreeing that you are a people pleaser, but they are are telling me that you're like, do you do some kind of teaching? Like, what kind of work are you doing?
I work in the financial industry as a support person in education. So
yeah, education. They're telling me you're very good at that. And when you're saying you're a people pleaser, is that with family or just with general?
It's mostly with family. But I do it also with, people in authority. So
right.
Within my work environment. Yes.
Okay, so what is your question that you want to ask the guides?
So what my question is that I've started two different I feel to go in two different directions to help within my body healing, and I'm not sure which is the which would be a more fruitful outcome within this one because I do spend a lot of time in nature in prayer in that way, or does it need to be more of a nutritional mental aspect of that you know, like, is my over people pleasing causing my health problems that I'm having and not speaking up for myself?
I mean, they're saying that doing the nature and the West of the holistic is great. I mean, there always can be a balance with people placing. I mean, that could be worked out. I don't know if you've read my book, The Awakening of the Fifth Dimension. There's a lot of practices in there about being more fifth dimensional. I'm sure you could learn to practice a little bit less of the people placing, but that's part of who you are. And there's nothing wrong with doing a little bit of that. It's great to serve people, but from 1 to 5, you're like a 5 on the people pleasing. You want to bring it back into a 3. So there's ways, you know, you could learn to, you know, working with a teacher how to be more in the middle. But let's go back to your, let's go back to your health. We are wishing you that, this turns out good. And my guides are saying it is going to go good for you. So we're happy that we could deliver that message to you, and that they are saying one of your guides is your mom and your adopted dad. They are coming in very strong for you. And, there's ways to learn, you know, people all have a way that if they're doing too much of that, that comes from a wound from a childhood, they're saying. So of course you can learn to not do that as much. But that is one of your attributes. You know, you are a 7, so that's the teacher in you. That's a natural ability of you wanting to do that. So it doesn't mean to take it away fully. That's something beautiful that you have. Just maybe honing it back a drop.
Okay.
So thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm so grateful to hear from them. Because I felt it, I just wasn't sure within this one. But thank you so much. And
stay in touch
week.
With us. Yeah, stay in touch with us and sign up on our newsletter, thehealingtrilogy.com. I don't know if you follow us already, but some of the things that you're asking us, definitely, if you follow us or come to some of our groups, we could definitely help you. We're doing a free group in September called the DNA Healing in the Fifth Dimension Activation. And it's a free event for everybody. You can come on. We'll be doing healing activations in the fifth dimension on people and removing past karmic DNA, that's junk DNA in the body, and activating the other strands of DNA in the body and healing people. So it's going to be really fun in September.
Excellent. and then I'll find out about that event on the website. Is that that's correct?
Yeah, that's all on my website. They're all lined up there. Yeah.
Oh,
I do fairly, very reasonable events, or not expensive, and then I do lots of free events too.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Yeah, and when you came on immediately, so how I work, I don't know if you know my abilities. I do a lot of sign languaging, and my eyes blink in codes, and immediately saw a bright white light around the back of your neck and around the front of your face, and I saw blink in eights when relatives come in, and I saw the 8, which is the infinity sign, and then I felt a male energy. I did feel a woman, but the male energy, which is your father, came in really fast. So he's like your warrior. He's like really protecting you right now. So thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. So if you just came on to the show, this is the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, and we're taking calls tonight on health and wellness and consciousness, on the afterlife, relatives, and it's 888-627-6008. We're celebrating my birthday week, and I'm going to be giving a class out. I do my mediumship spirit circles on Thursday nights, and I'm going to give a, if you're interested in that, a ticket away, an $85 ticket away for that class. And that's on August 28th, if you like to learn about your spirit guides and learn to be a psychic. So we have a caller on line 4. Hi, Lizzie. Can you hear me?
Hi.
So where are you from, Lizzie?
I'm from Sacramento, California.
Oh, great. Okay, so we
want to... Happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, this is a special show. I'm happy I was able to have it tonight.
I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you. So how can I help you? What would you like to ask the guides?
Okay. So I'd like to ask the guides. I have been having some issues since April, and I've been to doctors and specialists, and they can't seem to find out what's going on with me.
Okay. So take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and let me try to scan you without you telling me a lot of information, and then you can tell me some information. Because you just said you didn't tell me anything really, so. Take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. Say you're in the fifth dimension.
I'm in the fifth dimension.
I see like a bright light around the top of your crown chakra, around the top of your head. I see that you're not getting a lot of oxygen. They're telling me something about your immune system. I don't know if they've done like a blood panel on you. Yeah, you definitely need a blood panel. Are you having any ringing in your ears? I mean, what are some of the symptoms? Because when I go around your head, I get a lot of negative blinking.
It's all in my throat area.
Yeah, I keep getting on the top of your head, going down and around your ears.
If you'd like me to share more, just let me know.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you might want to tell me some symptoms now, because as I go down your body, because they are going around your head and your neck, and then as I go down to the lower part of you, they're kind of cutting off down to the lower system. When I ask
okay,
about
yeah,
your
they
blood.
Were thinking. They were thinking it was, they think it's like GERD or like silent reflex, but I have like phlegm, constant phlegm in my throat, and then it also gets real dry, like dust is in it. And I had like an endoscopy and colonoscopy, but my colonoscopy came back good, and they did a biopsy for the endoscopy that hasn't came in. But I'm taking the GERD medicine, the acid reflex prescription and over the counter, and it's not working, but it's like it's like constant clearing in my throat.
Yeah,
like,
so with people when they dry. Sorry to interrupt, but when people say certain things, my guides will say yes or no to them. So everything you were saying, they were going no. So
yeah,
they don't agree with any of it. Yeah. So if you want to book a session, you can, and I can go through it all with you. But it could be as easy as like post-nasal drip you could be having, or you're allergic to something in the house. It could be some, you know, you've got mold, or you've got dust, or you've got something going on there, and your immune system has gotten low and crashed. And so you might need some sort of like taking L-lysine or, you know, and on air, I can't really name things off for you because somebody might be listening and they might go and take something.
I got you.
Yeah, but I do get like right away that your immune system somehow got crashed, and then also you might be allergic and have an allergy to something going on.
And
I feel like it's an allergy.
And I'm so glad you said that, because I have been like taking all this medicine, it's not touching it, and I feel like I'm getting allergy or something's bothering my throat.
They're agreeing.
Yeah.
But they're saying that you can get through this, and you will be healed, and you can build your immune system up. They are telling me though that you were around somebody that was stressful. I don't know if you can confirm that.
Yes.
There was somebody stressful, sort of like a crazy maker person.
Mm-hmm.
Was that true?
Yeah.
That stressed you out?
Yes. she constantly stresses me out.
Yeah, it wasn't someone at work, though, they're saying. It wasn't.
No, I don't work. No.
Yeah, they're saying no, not at work. They are telling me this also lowered your immune system. This wasn't all of it, but this is something that is going on that needs to stop. Can you confirm something about that?
You don't have to say it on air. I don't know. I'm thinking of two people, and I felt like after I lost my friend unexpectedly in January, and I also lost my dad a couple years ago, my immune system went down, and I never used
yeah,
to
it
get
wasn't,
sick,
it
and
wasn't
I get
from,
sick now.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't from your dad, they're saying. Your immune system didn't get low from dad.
Maybe after my friend's passing, or either my daughter or my stepmom.
Yes, some of those, yes. And then there's somebody...
I feel like it's my... Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I'm feeling like it's either my daughter or my stepmom.
Yeah, it's just some of that... And you need to be on the right kind of multiple vitamin, and you have to look into, you know, your home. Also, there's some things going on there that's causing this from happening to you.
Like the allergy type of stuff in my home?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's something in here.
Yeah, you definitely need to have an air filter. And I don't know when you went to the doctor if they did any samples, like a swab, to find out if you had anything.
No, they didn't do a swab test.
Yeah. But I do believe they are telling me you're going to get a lot better. And, you could take L-lysine.
I don't know if you
ever take L-lysine. But you need to know, there's certain things you can
do. I don't really take anything. I don't take anything at all. So I don't know what to take.
Well, there's definitely some things you could definitely do, but it's definitely, can work out.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Away.
Oh, no. You'll get much better.
I will. Okay. So you think maybe because my granddaughter started using some freshener spray, and I don't know if it's that that's bothering me, some air freshener.
Yeah, so all those type of things you need to look around the house because that's really triggering. Yeah, it's very triggering.
Triggering.
Thank you so much.
And I'd love to set up a session with you as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
thank you.
That would be great.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Did my dad or my friend come in for me or no?
I do feel your dad, and I do feel your friend is around you all the time. Yes, they were blinking. They were around you. Definitely. They want you to build up your immune system so you can fight this situation off. But definitely go around the house to make sure you don't have any, getting like an air doctor or something like a filter in the house would be really good.
The air filter. Okay, perfect. Okay. Well,
thank you
so much. I really appreciate your help.
Okay, God bless you. So we have another caller on the line. I think we have Leah.
Oh, hey, hello, Kimberly here. I love you so much here.
Hi,
oh,
I love you.
Oh, I love you. I was on your Zoom meeting, and thank you for putting me on the other day, dear.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. I have a friend, and I'm calling from Campbell River, but I live in Port Hardy, British Columbia, Canada. And my friend has to have this operation, and he's afraid to eat things. And Arnold, his name is.
Arnold has to have an operation?
Yes, he has this protruding growth on his stomach, and I'm worried that it may be cancer, but I think maybe that they may have said that it wasn't, and so they're going to try to give him that. I think they're going to try to do something for him really quick, I think so, dear. And so... I'm trying to help him right now. I came down to Campbell River just to think it would be good for him to be by the ocean for a while.
So, okay.
Like we are from the ocean, but I thought it would be very healing if he could just lay on the bed at the end where we're staying, like at the
okay.
hotel where we're staying, where he can feel the ocean breeze if he wants to.
So he already had the operation. He already had the operation, mm-hmm. or he didn't have it?
He didn't have it yet. He didn't have it yet.
Here, oh, okay, really he didn't concerned. Have it. Okay.
Yeah, I really care about him so much.
Okay.
Know?
Okay. So did you want to ask me about the operation, or you want to do a prayer for him?
I'd like to do both, but if I'm only allowed to do one, then that's okay, too. Whatever that you would think in your estimation, in your opinion, dear. I trust your opinion.
Yeah, so we had quite a few miracles come in the last few years, as you know, with the prayer groups. The prayer groups that we do, and also my practice. So, I do feel his name is Arnold.
Arnold Marks, M-A-R-K-S. That's right. Arnold Marks. And he's 9 years younger than I am. Mm-hmm. I'm at a church dinner.
And what was the name of the, what is the name of the operation?
Oh, I'm not sure because they're, that the doctor said we have to do something about that. So he's like on call for something to be done. Sure, dear. I'll go. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. And so, he said that he can only have like orange juice and like a shredded wheat, but I had some lovely blueberries and he ate those.
Okay. So let's do a prayer. Yeah. We're going to do a prayer right now. Okay. Okay. We're going to do a prayer. Okay,
thank
so let's
so
send
much.
Healing energy to Arnold, everybody that's listening on air. So we see the angels coming in and gathering through the Holy Spirit. And we're asking God to come in and do a healing and through the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mother Mary of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We ask the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit to heal Arnold in the name of Jesus and all the saints and angels. We know that Arnold will be healed and shall be healed. Amen.
Thank you so much, dear Kimberly. I love you so much. Thank you.
I love you. And I can feel that he is healed. He has accepted the energy. Amen. And anybody here on the line can be healed just by putting their hand over their heart and accepting the Holy Spirit. Okay, we have Barbara back on the line. Barbara's made it back on. Yay.
Hi. Sorry. Sorry about that. Hi. Hi, Kim. Thanks so much for helping us.
You're welcome. We've had lots of good news this last week with people being healed, so it's great. So you were asking a question about your loved one that you are living with or you are going to live with. I was getting ready to answer.
I'm just trying to decide whether to take my time and slowly kind of heal myself, heal my body and gain weight before I move in with him and get married, but he wants me to come and be with him so he can love me and support me and I can kind of just relax in that and rest and eat and gain weight and
okay, so we can answer your question pretty fast. They're already coming in and answering. I do hear the Holy Spirit coming in and answering your question. So is it okay to tell me his name?
Sure, Gabriel.
Okay. They're telling me about Gabriel. They're saying...
Oh, tell you about Gabriel?
No, they're telling me, the guides are telling me about this man, Gabriel, yeah, that you're with. They're telling me that you guys,
yeah,
are soulmates. Can you hear me? I'm going to give you the reading. They're telling me you guys are soulmates. Okay. I got to give you the reading. Okay. Let me give you the reading. They're telling me you guys are soulmates. They're telling me that he's a very kind person. They're telling me that you shouldn't wait, that you should definitely move forward with the relationship. They're definitely telling me the reason I stop is because I have to listen to what they're saying, because I'm a medium. I'm between worlds. I'm here and there. So they're talking to me, the guides. They're telling me that they brought you both together, the Holy Spirit, God. Were you met him through, like, how did you meet him? Because they keep telling me that you were brought together by some kind of meeting or something, like a meeting.
He was giving a lecture as a healer 48 years ago. And he,
yeah, like some sort of group.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it wasn't, you were brought in by a group, but it was planned by God through the group. Mm-hmm. And this man, Gabriel, he is very, very kind. He's very sweet, very loving. And he loves you for you. It's really, you know, life goes by so fast. You shouldn't wait. There's not a perfect time. This is the time. Also, they're telling me he's family. I don't know if you feel that, but this is like family. This is like a family. He's not just somebody like romantic. You know, there is a lot of romance there. I don't know if you feel the romance, but there is romance, but he's also like family.
Yep.
Also, I wanted to tell you, you also have the 10 with you. You have the 9, the 8, the 7, and the 10. So the 10 means that this is it. You're not going to have to look any further. This is the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 10 is the mark of the spiritual mission.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you feel you have a lot of spirituality around you also with him.
Well, yes, and he feels a lot of spirituality around him with me.
Yeah. They're also telling me there could be a lot of abundance around you. Like there's a lot of angel. You guys have the 11.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to ask them a question now?
Sure, thank you. He has some health problems, some tumors, and he tends to believe that chemicals are going to help him, and he has hired me to help him because I'm a healer with herbs and nutrition. And so I don't want him to use chemicals, but he is, and I'm wondering what will help. Are they harming him? He has tumors. He kind of thinks it's cancer because it's growing. And I'm trying to help him with the herbs and nutrition, which he's doing. But then he's also doing the immunotherapy and tests with dyes and chemicals and things. And I'm trying to help him steer away from that. But I also allow him his free will to make his own decisions. But
yeah.
Is that harming him, the immunotherapy?
Well, I have like two or three minutes left on air with us, and I'm just going to ask the guides kindly if both are okay, because it's really his free will, because we're talking about him and his health right now.
Exactly.
But they are saying from 1 to 5, 5 meaning, yay, it's okay. and one meaning no, and they're giving it like a four, meaning for right now, it's fine that he's doing both and you're a blessing to him. And really, when it comes down to it, it's God doing the healing, right? So
right.
at this point, we're going to say, a prayer for him right now on air. So, and sending him lots
Thank
of healing.
You.
So,
thank you.
Yes. And I don't know if you want to be the one that comes to our class. I would be happy to give you the class, ticket.
Oh,
we're doing on August 28th. So just email us at KimberlyMeredith11@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Yeah. That's our angel, psychic mediumship class. Since you're a healer, you might like to come to that.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank
so
you for
thank
all your
you.
Help tonight.
Yes, and I'm excited that you're just going to go for it and move in. Move in. You don't wait.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, so definitely that's important, you know, when you feel that energy, because you have that soulmate, eight, and you've got the seven, spirituality and all that in alignment. So tonight,
yeah, that's
it's a, yeah, you've got that. Yes. And you're also a healer. You guys have a lot going there.
And you said tonight, something tonight, can we say a prayer for us and him?
Well, yeah, we're going to end the show in a couple seconds here. We're going to say a prayer for everybody, including him. So, Gabriel,
okay,
so
great.
Tonight is a very special night. I want to just say to everybody that's been listening, that please go to thehealingtrilogy.com, check out all of our classes. Life goes by fast, and we want to spend the time with our family and our friends. And also, we want to remember to take the time for ourselves, but also take the time to promise to help others and keep the promise. Keep the promise, because God watches our promises and follow through, because when people are giving you that extra energy, they're doing it for a reason. They see something in you. They see a light. They see a promise in you. So then put your energy to them and then keep the promise. So let's all activate our palms. Let's put our hands over our heart. Let's take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Saying, we are the light. We are love. We're beholding a bright light around us. Hearing the glory, the shine upon God and Jesus, feeling love in our hearts, hearing God, we are not alone. All the saints and angels are protecting us, the Virgin Mary, putting energy healing to our friends and our family and the world that needs peace and love. Taking a deep breath, knowing that we are safe. We have love and we have light, and the glory will shine upon us. Feeling that love and that healing all around us. Knowing that we have the power of God protecting us. Forever and ever and ever for eternity. Thank you for being here with me tonight. Thank you for sharing with me tonight this beautiful show. Amen. Thank you.